Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla at your boy. What is up? Sam Crowley. No microphone today, so I'm literally yelling and screaming right now into the Everyday Saturday phone. So I don't know if this is coming through one earbud or two for you, but I hope it finds you needing to be inspired and to be motivated. Let's dive right into it. Can we just get done with the pleasantries already? By the way, before we get started, if you haven't booked your power call, please do. We'll talk all about you, your passion. Let's get going and launch your dream. EverydaySaturday.com/calendar. EverydaySaturday.com/calendar. Looking for individuals who want to launch in 2019. It's a very simple formula. Or maybe you need some advice. Like you got to grow your business to 7 figures this year, 8 figures this year. Let's do it. All right. Or you got to just get going, create momentum. Let's do it. Hey, wouldn't it be a shame? I love this quote from Jim Rohn. Wouldn't it be a shame if your income grew, but you didn't? Wow. Ain't that the truth? That has a lot to do with why I made the shift in my own business 90 days ago, because I love connecting with entrepreneurs, really anybody. You don't need to be an entrepreneur. Heck, I talk to a lot of employees too, so I shouldn't just say entrepreneurs. Housewives, homemakers, dads, corporate, business owners, employees, high school kids. I even got on the phone. Crazy high school kid. I got a high school senior. That's how old I am now. But anyway, wouldn't it be a shame if your income grew, but you didn't? And that is a very powerful question, because a lot of people focus on the bennies, man. They want the money. They won't give me the money. Need the money. Well, you're going to find out real quick that we all find out this. Maybe you've already found this out, and so you're past this stage. But, man, let me tell you, that doesn't help at all. If that were the case, I mean, really, if money was what made everybody happy, you wouldn't see billionaires committing suicide. You know what I mean? And we already know that, right? We already know that that's not it. So how do you avoid getting caught in that trap that you don't grow, but your bank account does? Because a lot of people are in that situation. Their bank account's growing, but they're not. They're miserable. They feel hollow. They don't have a purpose. It's like, how many yachts can you water ski behind? Bud Fox. What movie's that from? Real quick, Wall Street, you're right. One of my top five favorite movies while we're on the topic. Top five off the top of my head without giving any thought whatsoever. The Verdict with Paul Newman, A Few Good Men, Wall Street. That's it. Top three. That's the first three that come to my mind. That's my top three favorite movies of all time. The Verdict, Wall Street, and A Few Good Men. Not necessarily in that order, but I keep saying The Verdict first, so it's got to be The Verdict. That was a great movie. But he didn't win the Oscar for it. He lost to Ben Kingsley that year, who won it for Gandhi, which was another great movie. So anyway, back at it. How many yachts can you water ski behind, Bud Fox? And that really is a profound statement, because at some point in time, you got to give back. You got to pay it forward. You got to share your purpose-driven life with the world. I'm not talking about with your neighbor or some soccer mom or lacrosse mom or football mom or dad on a Saturday morning. Say, hey, man, I got this idea that I'm thinking about starting like 3 years from now. All right, this one kills me. Like, this one cuts me to the core. Well, only got 8 more years so I can retire, and then I'm going to, what, die? Because by 8 years, you might get hit by a bus tomorrow. Why are you waiting 8 years to launch your dream? Nobody says you got to quit your job. Like, nobody says you got to give everything up right now and go for it and just burn the boats, although that's one option. The more likely is that you're going to spend a few minutes a day, and then you're going to get addicted. Then it's going to be a few hours, and then before you know it, man, this passion project of yours has replaced all your income and all your expectations. You know, I was talking to my buddy. This is a great analogy. I was talking to my buddy, Mr. Thomas Tadlock, okay? Thomas trained me 4 years ago. I'm getting back into the everyday Saturday body, greatest shape of my life ever. So I was talking to Tadlock today, and I was waxing nostalgic. I called him like I had a tear in my eye. I was looking through old photos of Susan, who's just, when 4 years ago, she came home, 4 years ago next month, March 26, 2015, she came home from Children's Hospital after being there for 221 days. And Tadlock was also training me at that time, get me in the greatest shape of my life. I was down to 185, just chiseled. Now I'm at 207, 208, a little bit flabby here or there, where I don't need to be flabby here or there. So I'm busting right back into it. The green smoothies are making a comeback in a huge way. So I was saying to Tadlock, I said, I got to get back to, here's my problem. And this is my problem. And this has everything to do with what I'm talking about right now. Okay. Everything to do with what I'm talking about right now. I said, Tadlock, dude, I can't get to the gym in the wintertime. It's when it's 20 degrees outside and it gets dark at 4:30. I'm telling you, dude, I'm making that excuse. Now, I can go in the morning, but my brain's on fire in the morning. I don't want to spend an hour and a half on a treadmill when my brain is really firing. I can send emails, create content, shoot videos, record podcasts. That's when I'm at my best. My green time, green's the color of money. So my green time is between 8 and 11 in the morning. And then around noon and definitely into the afternoon, I'm more towards yellow and then red by 5 o'clock. It's all stop signs for me. That's just the way I roll. Maybe you're different. But Tadlock said something that applies to every facet. I said, hey, 5 minutes, just 5 minutes of exercise, because the body is addicted. Once you start exercising, exercise becomes addictive. It releases whatever, the hormones, the pheromones, the phentones, the Ramones. I don't know what it is. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about, right? Those things that get released in your head. And he said it becomes addictive, and you got, and 5 minutes turns into 10, 15. You get the message, right? 30 minutes. That's the same thing when you've got your purpose dialed in. You can try to only record a little bit of content. You can try to only speak to a small group of people. You can try to only write a few pages of an ebook. You can try all of that, but if you're really dialed in, I mean really, really dialed in, zeroed in, laser focus on what your purpose is in this life, you can't do it, but just, it's like a Dorito. You can't just have one. You know what I mean? So when you're struggling, and you're thinking about, oh, I wish my bank account would grow, understand that there's millions of people out there whose bank account is growing, but they're not. If you want to have your bank account grow as well as you grow, then do the purpose-driven method. That's the best way. That's the most fulfilling way to do it. If you're confused what that might be, go to everydayissaturday.com/calendar. Jump on the calendar. Schedule your 30-minute power call. And we'll talk more about, and put in the subject line, there's a little comment after you book your time, like, what do you want to talk about? A little comment for Sam. Put, I want to talk about the purpose-driven lifestyle. That's it. I'll know right then what we're going to be talking about. All right? So don't let that phrase apply to you. Wouldn't it be a shame if your bank account grew, but you didn't? Don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. 5 minutes a day. Turns to 10, 15, 20. Can I get 30, 35, 40, 45, 50? Can I get an amen from the congregation? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.